Hello, this is David Master speaking, and just letting you know that my dad is taking a night off tonight. He's a little under the weather, but he wanted me to communicate to you that he is aware of the terrible tragedy that has occurred in San Bernardino, California, the shootings that have taken place, and he is tweeting about it, and his Twitter handle is at Roy Masters for Twitter. He wanted me to say to you that he believes that this is a very evil thing, but what is seemingly worse is our president's casual attitude about it. Something in his demeanor that is not proper. And, you know, my dad has been speaking about the president's body language, which I think says a lot, and especially when it comes to people who are sacrificed to these politically correct wars that we're fighting that should not be fought in this country. But the political correctness that has seeped into virtually every aspect of our governance. And for those of you who have listened to him for a long time, you understand what maybe perhaps most people don't, that there's a callousness. And that instead of addressing the issues that are the most important, and especially those of terrorism in the United States and around the world, our president decides to talk about climate change and as if that were the greatest threat, which is an insult to intelligent people. And it is truly an insult to intelligent people. So again, my dad is tweeting about this terrible tragedy, the shooting in San Bernardino, 14 dead, 17 injured. And his Twitter handle is at Roy Masters. Go up there and you can communicate with him. And he'll probably be busy tweeting all night long. And also, if you do tweet with at Roy Masters, he may use your tweet on the air. I think he'll be back tomorrow night. And I think this is a really easy way to start a conversation. I know a lot of people love doing it because it's short and sweet. So it's at Roy Masters, and he will be back. He's just a little bit under the weather. So I'm going to go ahead and go back into the show. I don't know what he's talking about, but please do go to at Roy Masters on Twitter, and he'll be back tomorrow. And here he comes again.
I've never seen a fat deer. A fat lion. Because, you know, they wouldn't be able to catch their prey. They'd be eaten themselves. No, they know, have enough sense to know when they had enough. Even when the food's in front of them. See? So what is it about human beings that are never satisfied with what they get? Including material things. The more you get, the more dissatisfied you are, the more you want. And you think that wanting is wonderful. The wanting is wonderful. And looking forward to something is better than having it, because when you have it, it has you. Hello? Anybody alive out there? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? That, gentlemen, you need to learn how to be men. We need to have men in our country. Right now we got stress-addicted, sex-addicted imbeciles who think playing with women and abusing them for their pleasure's sake is what love is all about, is what it's all about, whatever what it is that it's all about. I say to you that once you start to dip into the women, pardon the expression, they will dip into you. And we need to talk about this, about democracy, hypocrisy, and revolution. If you do not find God, William Penn said, and I like what he said, then you'll be ruled by tyrants. And as in the last hour, I made a point of how many scumbags are in, I mean, degenerate scumbags is two nicer words to express those who put their hands up, you know, the hands up, before there was any justice. It was mob justice. They represent mob justice. That's what you're going to get if you're not careful. Mob justice.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. It's just in the first 5 minutes you may have missed. I was talking about the left-wing members of Congress, the ones that had their hands up, before justice could be really discovered for what it was, and not apologetic for it. They represent mob rule. These people who put their hand up in the Congress people who put their hands up are the scum of the earth. And who elected them are the scum of the earth. Nobody will say that. But if you get upset, but I just said, it's you. Do you understand that? When you put your hands up like that, before justice can be found, and when you see it in Congress, you know your time is short, because you get the kind of government we deserve. So the worse, the less virtuous we become, the more we elect something worse than ourselves that love us as we are. Just as the drug addict, where does he look for his salvation? Down into the deep, dark jungle of South America. Or coming all the way up through a chain of command. You miserable creep. But excuse me, you can be saved from this. I don't mean to be rude. I understand you need to understand what you need is a good kick in the butt. It's called tough love. So be careful, don't get angry with me. Because you see those people who put their hands up? The Congress people put their hands up? They are the scum. What did William Penn say? If men do not find God, truth and justice, basically, if I may add a word to it, they will be ruled by tyrants. So as we human beings, Americans, we become degenerate. It's measured, you can measure your degeneration by the number of people in Congress that are scum. And those are the ones who put their hands up. Is there any member of Congress want to call me without his hands up? Please do. The number is 800-866-8883, but they won't do it. And tell them I said so. My compliments. And if you voted for that, you have another person, another certain lady, who is the scum of the earth. Rich, scum of the earth. That's my opinion. Dishonest. Lying. Got lots of money. Lots of power. Lots of scum of the earth on the left, meaning the mainstream media, also scum of the earth. And unconsciously, they think they're Americans. They really think they're Americans. They're communists who think that they're Americans. No, they're communists who think they're Americans because they're programmed. They go to college. If I want to take over a country, I could do it. I got the knowledge to take over this country or a country like this, which is open, you know, to all kinds of ideas. I would, as a professional hypnotist, I'm an expert professional hypnotist. I'm going to give a demonstration of that, a one-day seminar in Sunday, July the 5th. It's called The Hypnosis of Life, Compels Stress to Make You Well. Yes. So I understand what they're doing. And I, and the reason why I'm saying this, because I want you to be angry at me. I'm absolutely saying the truth that you're scum. You're liberal scum. Excuse me saying that. But liberal doesn't mean to say you're bad. It means liberal bees are decent people, but weak. Appeasers. And so therefore you've got communists, or, you know, the communist is too nice a word, Marxists, who you've elected without realizing, who have been graduated from college, as I said. I almost said it. I'll say it not again, but because I didn't say it. If I was going to take over a country, I'd go to the colleges. Because the reason why I go to the colleges is because people who are educated have not got any common sense. There's only a few people who can use their education in a common sense way, like Einstein. But most people who are educated, it's a badge of honor. It makes them somebody. See? And they got all knowledge and no common sense. And when you have no common sense, you've got no God. Because that's where common sense comes from. Do you understand where common sense comes from? I had a friend, a gentleman just called yesterday. He was a Vietnam vet. And God knows how many years was this, was it 37 years ago? He said, look, I came back from the war, broken. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Listen to your meditation, which you can get for no charge on my website. It's called the 7-Minute Meditation, no charge. And he said, I came back from war, broken, and listening to your meditation and following your advice, I've become a whole person. Thank you. My whole life changes. And so now fast forward, he said. This is a perfect example. And he said, but I've gone to the Catholic Church now. It could be any church. And I'm reading the Bible and studying and helping people. And all of a sudden I discover myself, all of a sudden I'm getting anxiety. Does my meditation do that? I've been doing this for a long time now, but what you taught me helped me. And I thought perhaps more, if I studied the Bible more and do more good things for people, I could be better. I said, no, the reason why you're getting worse is because you're just barking from the Bible. See, and you're studying it. And the Bible, Jesus came to save you from religion, to save you, to transcend it. See, you need it to begin with. You need the verses and chapters and et cetera, et cetera. You need the history of everything. That's important, very valuable. But he comes to take you one step higher. It's necessary because the end of the world is coming. And there's no more time left for you to discover the truth that will set you free. And so each one of you belong to a little clique, a little religion, Jewish, Muslim, you know, Christian, whatever. Thousands of different cultures. Each one of you are programmed. You haven't got a brain. And then you're loyal to it because it loves you as you are. And the better you behave, the more you'll get loved. And the more you get mired into the system. And the preacher or the manipulator is in the way of God. And he said, you know what? you're right. I said, you already found what you need. What Jesus had, he didn't need a book. He didn't need verses and chapters. You need the verses and chapters that were to understand, to say, oh, that's interesting. And if you will read and not study it and play it back by rote, you'll be have an epiphany. And the epiphany is a deep understanding, which is a living thing. But the letter killeth, and the spirit giveth life, don't you see? So you could actually study and spout it out like an actor on the stage. As Shakespeare says, all the world's a stage, and men and women merely actors. So you could be an actor Christian and not have the power to solve your own problems or save your children from the hell of what America's coming down to. And I'm saying to you, education can actually drive your common sense out and displace it with a dark figure sense of something. All knowledge and no common sense. So the Bible is not to be spoken in rhetoric with verses and chapters. I have use for verses and chapters every now and then to say that it's there. But what I want to see you do is to find the key. Seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. Seek. That's all. Very simple. Be still and know. What does it mean to be still and know? Do you know what that means? Do you mean you have to do a mantra? You have to do you have to blank out your mind? Do you have to study? No. Intuition is to the spirit like instinct is to the animal. And when you become upset and when you have knowledge pushed down your throat, whether it's religious or whether it's intellectual, both valuable, if you understand it, if you're given the time to say, oh, I see that. I want to just share something with you. Let me see if I can explain by my own experience, okay? So I don't have any degrees. I don't want any. I've written a book on physics, and I'll talk to you about that some other time. I've written books on certain things, but I don't want you to stay with the books. It's better off you didn't buy a book. If I can help you right away, which is possible within 10 minutes after you listen to the meditation, you could have the truth that makes you free, and you're free. All of a sudden, I've introduced you to something metaphysical. See, something metaphysical, something that made the universe, something that made you in your image, it made you in his image. And so, but you don't realize that something has displaced you, displaced that. And it displaced it only because of injustice around you. Every form of injustice, it will irritate you and upset you since you're a little kid. And so therefore you belong to a gang and you're loyal to it, and you belong to a church and you're loyal to it. You can't be loyal to anything except to what's right in your heart. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, what do you mean by you have to have the confidence you have to have a second sight. Let me explain to you second sight after the break. After the break, let me explain second sight. You see, but you do not perceive. That's Jesus, right? You hear, but you do not understand. He speaks to the Pharisees. They had the intellect, no understanding, cruelty. Cruelty takes the place when understanding is not present. Be right back.
This is a commercial break that is sort of an insider's break. And all the commercials that are taken on this program don't get to every station. So what I'm saying to you now is for you, a special group of people out there who listens during this time, Roy Masters, my dad, 87 years old, giving the Hypnosis of Life seminar And the subtitle is How to Compel Stress to Make You Well. Because if stress can break you down, it can build you up too. Make you stronger, more resilient, more powerful. And someone to be reckoned with. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. In an amazingly good way. And, you know, there has to be a counterbalance in this universe. Think about what I'm saying, a counterbalance. There's the negative stress out there, the bad stress that breaks you down, makes you, I don't know, makes you, forces you to eat, drink, and smoke. And you resent it. And then it kills you even faster. But if you say, okay, I'm going to be a survivor. I'm not going to let that stress kill me. No, I'm going to become stronger. And the way you do that is with mental, spiritual armor. And you work out. You know, like I work out with weights. Not big ones, but I work out with enough weight to keep me as strong as I need to be. I'm not going into any contests. I don't need to be a muscle man. But my point is you need that stress in order to keep you in shape. And then when times come where you need to be strong, you're strong. See, and there's times where you have to be spiritually strong. And there are many, many thousands of times that you could be spiritually strong and change an outcome in someone's life, in your own life, or in somebody that you care for. You're spiritually strong. Then you become the prevailing influence. Because people are subject to the strongest influence, including yourself, if you're the stronger influence. So, the be still and know, and you will begin to change your entire view of life. But I want to remind you, the Hypnosis of Life seminar on July 5th, that's Sunday, July 5th, subtitle, How to Compel Stress to Make You Well. It does. Now, I believe we have a new website. It's called roymasterseminar.com. Or if you want to go to fhu.com, you can make your reservations there. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or call 800-877-3227. Regular business hours Monday through Friday. David Masters, be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, if you enjoy what I'm saying, I haven't really said what I want to say yet. I'm almost there. But we have operators standing by tonight if you want to give a donation. And one of the reasons I'm talking about donations tonight, because I want to help the veterans. I want to bring them over to Tall Timber Ranch in lots of 50. And by the way, they can come to any veteran who's listening to my program can come to my seminar in Los Angeles, July the 5th, at no charge. Now, I know you're very gracious and all the rest of it, but if you haven't got the money, it's fine. If you want to pay, I won't, you know, fight you on that, because I know you want to be independent and proper. I get it. But there's no need for you to pay when you come in. But just call the office and we'll send you a ticket. And the number is 800-877-3227, and 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, somebody's there waiting for you, okay? And to buy anything or to get a ticket. The place of my seminar is the Concourse Hotel, Los Angeles Airport, and that's Sunday the 5th, July 5th. Hypnosis of Life, I always call it that, and cause stress to make you well. And I want to talk to you about that if you just ask these questions. Ask me the question, how do you make stress make you well? The stress makes you well physically if you're an animal. Makes you stronger or you die, one of the two. But stress, as far as temptation, is coming from a different place. It's coming from this metaphysical world. Evil. Stress, evil. Cruel, justice. Injustice. Injustice has a purpose to upset you into submission. To make you angry, to separate you from God, to make you judge that person and feel guilty, and use the guilt to keep guilting you and nagging you. And the more you get upset, the more that person gets inside you, more of a slave you become, and you cannot get rid of that. You cannot be cured of it by any means by whatsoever. Pharmaceuticals, legal or illegal, you cannot get rid of your problem. All the pills you get is only going to be supporting the problem. You live longer, but you become wronger because you still don't know how to stop being angry. Judgmental. What does anger mean? It means you're looking down your nose at somebody and projecting your problems on somebody more innocent than yourself and getting gratification from that. And that's what ISIS does. So you've got a little bit of ISIS in all of you. Sorry? You want the truth that makes you free? You have to face up to it. There's variations of ISIS. That's all. And then what's even worse, when you get really, really angry, you've become so much the person you hate that you begin to hate yourself. And this self, the more you struggle with this hateful self, as if anger could cure you, it only makes the thing inside you worse. And then it will tell you to kill yourself. And you will. You will do what the word says to you. So you have to learn to not to trust, not to be angry at the spoken word. Some spoken words are meaningful, like mine. Grasp it. I don't want to push it down your throat. I just want to mention that you know you're angry, you get upset. Too bad, that's how you get controlled. And when you struggle against your anger, you're struggling against the person inside you, your identity. It's an id entity. And so that you get, it wants you to be angry. It wants to talk to you and put crazy things in your mind and make bad things attractive. And so you feel like it's something glorious. You've got to go there because the pull is so wonderful and the pleasure is so great. See? So what I'm trying to say to you is that I have discovered through my experience of the Institute of Hypnosis. I spent 5 or 6 years there in Texas. I can't remember the name of this city, isn't it crazy? Houston, Texas. I lived there. And I understood the secrets of the mind and how evil works and how you can overcome it. And medicine is not the way to overcome mental, emotional problems. It is to learn how to resist temptation and overcome evil with good. Lead us away from temptation. I say, lead us away from temptation, deliver us from evil. Temptation is stress. And if you can deal with the stressor and learn that the name of the game is to upset you. Anything to upset you, lies, anything. And if you understand that, and you just look at the mouth opening and closing, and you learn how to not react to it, that person will react to you not reacting. He's a parasite. He's a parasite that is a good person but can't help himself. Or it's an evil person, but you can't tell the difference because the behavior is the same. So you don't judge him. You don't judge him good, you don't judge him evil. See, so if people look nice and pleasant, that doesn't mean to say they're good. And if they're doing stupid things and being mean to you, that doesn't mean to say they're bad. They're just programmed to play that, and they can't stop it. They can't even see it. So it's up to you to be a mirror. And you know, be a mirror when you don't react. And you don't react only because God has given you strength to not react, to counter that reaction so that you are not moved. And light shines forth from you and disturbs the person into either seeing it themselves or running away, self-destructing.
Hi, discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app, Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. This is Roy Masters. I just want to introduce you to David in a few minutes. He's going to take over the show. I'm recovering from a very dangerous situation in the hospital about 6 weeks ago. So I think I'm just take it easy tonight and hand you over to David, but I do, before I leave, I want to make the point, and David can enhance it and articulate it better than I can in my condition right now. It's not a big deal, I'll be fine. Except I should not be doing another, you know, hour and a half, so let David do it if you don't mind. Now, but before I go, I want to make the point that if you have found your creator, if you have, the evidence of that is this, is that you do not know how to react. You don't know how to react with anger. It goes away. You don't have to try to not react. It just isn't there, no matter how much they try to tease you. It's their injustice, whatever just form it takes, is what gets to you. See, and that usually it gets to you because someone has already got to you before that. And even when you're a small child, you may have been rejected and got upset. But the moment that happened, you got disconnected from your intuition, the ability to see and perceive. Do you see the difference? Jesus said it this way to the scribes and the Pharisees, who are intellectuals and ruining the country because they're intellectual. There's no spiritual in us at all. They were tyrants. And so he says, you see, but you do not perceive. There's another way of looking at things, a double sight. The eye as the animal and the sense of feeling, which we shouldn't be feeling. In other words, when danger approaches, there is no fear like the animal. The response is strength, calm. And in that calm, the power to overcome anything. In other words, so the calm has to do with two feelings, which you need to sustain ego, pride, a sense of worthless worth. And one of them is pleasure, excess pleasure. You can have a nice dinner, enjoy your dinner, I get it, a glass of wine, fine. But if you like it too much, then it begins to become an addiction. So even food becomes an addiction, and it's a very dangerous addiction. I should talk about this some other time. But it is pleasure, excessive pleasure, more excessive pleasure, more whatever form the pleasure takes, from sex to anything, to drugs. And you become addicted to it, and that addiction is like a pseudo-salvation. It's false. It's not real. It's changing you into a dark person that thinks they're wonderful and white and happy. But you'll die from it. And you'll kill for it. You understand? You'll kill for love. You'll kill for money. You'll kill because you're being threatened. And there's a killer instinct inside you. Do you understand a person who comes back from Vietnam or from one of the battlefronts and brings back the enemy with him? Just to finish the thought before we get to the break. And so therefore something talks to them. That something they bring back talks to them and causes them to react to the backfiring of a bus and jump behind the sofa thinking that they're in Vietnam again. And then it also will say to the person, if you don't kill yourself, I'll get you to kill your family. And therefore, 22 soldiers commit suicide every day because of that voice. Everybody's got that voice to some degree. And that the voice will come in because of your lack of virtue, because you're angry, because you were molested, and because you abuse women or you abuse men. You do to others what was done unto you. This all goes away. And I'm going to go away and introduce you to David. Are you still there, David?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm not feeling too good tonight, so you take over.
All right, you take it easy.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Just tonight.
Okay, good.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well booked. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had, and you said, "Watch it." And then I said, "Well, what happens if this comes up?" And you said, "Watch it." At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters here. 1-800-866-8883. Quick announcement, and that is that many of you who listen to this program don't realize that it does cost a lot of money to keep on the air. And also our outreach to service members and also to the prison system. If you make a tax-deductible donation, imagine how much your donation can help other people, to help them in a life that they're caught in like quicksand. So you're throwing somebody a lifeline. We have operators standing by tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to call in, make a contribution, make an order, say hello, 800-877-3227. Or you can go to FHU.com and make a contribution, tax deductible, at our secure online location at FHU.com. So you talk about, my dad was talking about anger. And see, I've found this paradigm as I become more and more awakened. I see that really we don't have problems, but problems have us. And the way that you get snagged by a problem is by reacting. See, so if you imagine a problem like a hook with a bait on it, and you see something and then you react to it and you go after it, you get caught. And how many times have you found yourself wondering, how did that happen? I was fine one moment, and the next moment I was crazy. How does that happen? Isn't it interesting to think about it, though? Now, if you watch children, children are much more resilient, I think, than a lot of adults because, you know, kids fall down, they bump their knees, they do all kinds of terrible little things as they're exploring their world, but they cry, and then as soon as they're done with it, it's over. And in a way, it's kind of like as if it never happened. Now we go to the word resentment. You see, this is an interesting Latin word. And essentially, it means to feel again. So what I'm trying to explain to you, which my dad also tries to explain to you, is that when you react to something in a negative way, it sticks with you. It makes an impression in you. And then when similar circumstances occur, as you're going through your daily life, and or it could be anything that triggers an upset or a reaction, and all of a sudden you feel again. I notice people when they start to dredge. Are you involved with a dredger? Let's talk about it. 1-800-866-8883. Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, I detest dredgers. And you know what I mean by dredgers? They dredge up things from lifetimes ago. And I remember when this happened and this, and you were this way when that happened. And I can't take dredgers. I can't take them. But you may be living with one. Now, the question is, how do you keep from being affected by what's being dredged up? Ah, that's the question. That's a good question. I know there's a man and a woman listening right now who are going to call 1-800-866-8883. And we're going to talk about the dredgers. And you're going to call 1-800-877-3227. And you're going to get a ticket tonight, because there's a live operator standing by, 1-800-877-3227 for the upcoming 5th of July seminar with my dad, Roy Masters. I'll be right back. I'm David Masters.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters with an important message. We ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or, if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. Now, this is a very important message that I'm giving you tonight, because if my dad would have done this on a regular basis, we would have enough money to pay all our bills and to keep the radio program going for years. But he doesn't like to do it, so I am doing it because I don't mind. And remember, freedom isn't free. And so we have to pay for many of the radio stations that take this program. We do it for you. We do it for you because you're worth it. And we know that you feel the same way about Roy Masters and his work. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will
Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com and become an auto-debit member of supporting this program. And if you want to, call 800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, Pacific Coast time, and be a part of the solution. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. People who do not yet have the knowledge, the insights that you have, depend upon you to make this program possible in their little part of the world. Thank you so much to everyone who's helped over the years, and thank you to those of you who are just now beginning to come forward. You are making a big difference, and many people will get to hear this message that never would have if it weren't for you. Those of you who understand how valuable this message is and are willing to participate in keeping this program on the air. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you a dredger? D-R-E-D-G-E-R, dredger. Do you dredge up the past and throw it on people like mud? I mean, if you really want to kill a relationship, begin the dredging. Really. You could work out things for years and years and years, and suddenly one day you get angry and then you start to dredge. And a rational person looks at a person that does that and go, what are you doing? Why are you bringing this up? And there's the question, what for? Oh, but there's a reason. Of course there's a reason. There's a reason for everything. And dredging, well, you see, that's the ammo. That's the stored ammunition, the emotional ammunition that a person needs when they want to get back at somebody. For whatever reason, even if it's perceived, it doesn't matter. And they hold on. They make a list, sort of a subconscious list of things, and then they can tick them off one after another. Boom, 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 boom. And you did this, and you did that, and you said this, and you said that. It almost sounds like a Dr. Seuss story to me. But it's not. It's real, and people go crazy over it, and I can see why people go completely bonkers, and it's a cause of a lot of, spousal abuse or abuse in relationships, the overdredging, things that don't even matter anymore. And you see my point. My point is you don't have problems. Problems have you. Because if somebody starts to dredge and you don't care, and you really don't care, and you say, okay, go ahead and say whatever you want. I'll wait until you're done. Then they dredge even deeper. Oh, yeah, they get out the big dredger, the big shovel. And they go deeper and deeper, and the less it bothers you, the more frustrated they get until they get burned out. And then they kind of collapse, and they just run away, and they lock themselves in a room or whatever they do. But you see, life is full of that kind of thing. I mean, just think about it here. Every day in the news, look at how we are kind of made to look at the past all the time. And I think there are good reasons, by the way, to look at the past, especially things that are not resolved properly, things that are sort of terrible, egregious, horrible things that have been done and that have not been properly addressed. But that's what happens is when you get overexposed to what's happening today, and then with the addition of things that have happened in the past, well, what happens then is that you're really not able to live in the present. Think about what I'm saying. You know, the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow, for the evils of the day are sufficient thereof. In other words, you got enough on your plate right now not to think about tomorrow. But think about the kind of person that references tomorrow and yesterday, and tomorrow and yesterday. And what am I going to do tomorrow? Well, this is what I did yesterday. That That is a no-win zone, tomorrow and yesterday. They don't exist. They're gone. And if that's really true, then let them dredge away. Let them bring up the past. Let them throw it at you. All it is just noises, for goodness sake. Isn't it? I mean, come on, aren't you tough enough to take some of the dredged up stuff? Or do you have to get into a huge, you know, knockdown, drag-out fight, a meltdown? People do it every day. You know, and you see it more commonly. You see it in your own neighborhood. You see people, you know, you hear them yelling, and all of a sudden the police come, and then, you know, the people are separated. And with the strange laws that you have now, you know, if you even raise your voice to somebody, you could be put in jail, especially if you're a man. Which is why men are afraid of being men. But that's a whole other story. I don't think you need to yell at somebody. And if they want to yell at you, let them. Let it roll off you. As my dad would say, like water off a duck's back. Let it roll off you. Who cares? See, what they want you to do is they want to make you care about the nothing stuff that they have to say. They want to drag you in by dredging you and flinging it at you. And hoping one of them catches you off guard. Most people it doesn't take that much, honestly. And then there's one of two outcomes. Either people get angry or they begin to appease. No, no, no. Oh, dear. Let's not go there, darling. I don't. That's in the past. We don't do that anymore. Oh, dear. Like Winnie the Pooh. Or was that Eeyore? Yeah. No, that's not Eeyore.
Thanks for listening.
That's Eeyore. But, you know, most of the stuff that you get caught up in life and wrapped up in, it starts with you beginning to pay attention to it. This is a point I'm making to all this. And once you pay attention to it and you start to analyze it, and your logical brain says, well, why are we doing this again? Why are we going over this again for the thousandth time? 100,000 times we've gone over this again. But then there's another part of you that can just sort of detach objectively from all of the mudslinging and say, you know what? What does it matter? If that makes them have to say it, then let them say it until they have nothing else left to say. You know what? That's good therapy, by the way. A lot of people, once they get it off their chest, they begin to realize, what the heck was I thinking? How stupid is that? All right, so you're going to go to my dad's seminar, yes? Good. Right now, we have operators standing by. If you want to order tickets, do it now. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, that's 9 to midnight Eastern. Call 1-800-877-3227. Or donate securely online from your computer or smartphone. I think I just invented something. At AdviceLineRadio.com. AdviceLineRadio.com or FHU.com. Coming back for another hour of mudslinging and dredging, I'm David Masters, and I hope somebody out there wants to talk about my subject tonight. If not, I'll move on to something else. Something that you will not be able to resist. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
I love you more.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.